Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. It is May 13. All right. So I just wanted to go over a few things here. We're about to launch a new website. I'm calling it the quantlabs.net version 2, dumping the technology that this website over the last 12 years since day one has been operating on. It's going to be gone. That's WordPress. And we're going to have a fully customized website that I'm testing out, hopefully deploying to a web server soon. So it's coming. If you're not on my web list, or sorry, on my email list, I've been putting out requests for people that want to join the alpha testing. I'm hoping to get this up and running pretty soon. It's a big goal of mine now, a big target. Because I don't want to go on about that, but part of what I'm trying to build out is, you know, I've been at this for 10 plus years. Algo trading, can you make a go of it? It's so radically changed over the last decade. I've seen the big websites, I can't remember. I'll just leave it. There's a lot of big websites that have focused on quant algo trading that have come and gone. And there's a variety of reasons for that. I'm hoping to get an interview with a big name next week. I'm not going to say who or what until we actually recorded it. Everything's been approved. Then I'll put that video out. You've seen the latest video on KX, KDB, hoping to do the same thing, but there's a big name on there. And hopefully there'll be a lot of big benefit coming out of this. So this is what I want to address here. I purposely blab for however minutes, 2 minutes now. This is my goal now. There are a lot of people out there algo trading. I've got my concepts that actually work now that you may not know about. It's easy. I don't virtually do any programming at all once it's set up. Highly reliable on the trading front itself. I'm going to be turning into a fairly affordable course in the coming weeks, months. I don't know, but that's going to be my next big goal. Quant's still alive and well, but it's not what you think it is. I think quant, the concepts of quant, the mathematic approach of quant, is still there, but these overly complicated processes of basically using technologies like Python, C++, it's complicated. Now we have AI coming and everyone thinks they're an algo trader because it can type in a bunch of prompts and it comes back with a bunch of code. And people think now they're algo traders. I'm sure there's a lot of that, or some service when bug hits or maintenance of it on co-generated code. I think it's pretty tough to diagnose. I think hand coding still is beyond crucial for that. So as I said, now 3.5 minutes. Thanks for holding out. Okay, so this is what I want to do with the algo trading quote unquote community. I think we need to start getting going after credible trading, positive trading results. Obviously, but we got to showcase our proof. I have now been looking for months, looking for people that are so-called trading gurus, be it in crypto, algo trading, that call themselves gurus that are credible. So we all know about trading accountability and trading track record. There are just so many corrupt stuff out there. I just got a virtual track record of a big name and the amount of fraud that comes out of that, it's undeniable. I can't go on about it, but it's so much falsehood, just stuff out there. It's just not it's not real. So I have found, I've found for a while, trading journals, services that showcase your trading. Once you get a trading strategy working, once you get a trading algo working, I think the big thing is to focus on is you got to now not just work on your timing, which is very critical despite whatever your trading algo is. It's timing and when to cut the trade. Sometimes you may need to override the exit side to stay profitable. I think we're going to enter into a very volatile regime now, or in fact, a regime where there may be no return. I think Goldman Sachs just put out some report on it, like no return in the markets. So as it stands right now, I think credibility is going to be very important for people. If you're following to trade, if you are trying to learn on your own, if you're trying to roll your own solution, you got to have, and you're putting your, you're putting your, you're sticking your neck out there. I think you need to, honestly, you have to have a track record. You have to have credibility. It's not like, oh, can I see your track record? Oh, can I see and beg to see most likely a false track record? I think your track record should be front and center. So as I said, to find that is beyond next to impossible. But I have found a solution. There's a service, a trading journaling service called TradersSync.com, I believe. If you go on their Twitter or X, there are people talking about their trading journey using TradersSync. There's other Trader Metri, I believe. But if people are out there on the X space trying to make a go of it and pretty well, as the youngins call it, grinding, and grinding at it, and they're actually posting their trading results and why this fails, why that fails, why this succeeds, I think that is the best way to learn how to trade, because that is somebody who's gone out, sticking their neck out and saying, this is what I'm learning from my trading technique. That is more important than anything else. I think that's now probably the number one thing I'd be looking for, especially in this fake frat boy, just BS world that we live in. Especially in social media with the new website. Social media is not going to be my number one acquisition for traffic at all for high caliber folks in my community I've been building out. So that's what I think people need to pay attention to are firms that have these trading journaling services. I think from what I've seen, I was shocked on SimilarWeb that TraderSync's over 1.2 million visitors a month, I believe. It's huge. There are people out there that, as I said, are journaling their trades. And even if they're successful or not, I think those are the worthy ones to follow because they're the ones who are going to be upfront and be very highly transparent in what they're trying out. And this is why I'm failing. And this is why I'm succeeding. And that's what you should follow. I'm not here to, TraderSync don't even know who I am. It could be Trader Metria for all I know. But I think people need to really start following these kind of people. If you go onto the TraderSync Twitter account, their feed, you'll see people are recognized by the folks behind TraderSync and saying, yeah, keep grinding, good that you're doing this, this and this. Those are the people you need to follow. Nobody else. If you are a financial advisor, if you are anything, I think this is a new world we live in. I talked to a few weeks ago regarding private equity people. They're so bad that they will use the MSCI standard as the new metric to beat. That's a bunch of BS because you're going to put money into a private equity firm and you're not going to see your money and it's locked in for maybe a year, 9 months, whatever it is. It's a joke. Why would you trade like that? I've been trading mostly ETFs lately. I will trade stocks when my system tells me I can trade it, but I've come off a very nice trade with silver, you know. It's not Bitcoin, and I have different opinions of Bitcoin. When it forms, I'll be all in. But right now, to know and learn from these type of journaling services, this is the new standard now for money management. It's a new standard for people that want to, as I said, roll their own solution, their own software, or people that want to put out their own trading signals. If you're not using a service like TraderSync, especially if you're coming from the retail world, I'd even say even into the multi-million portfolio managers, if they're not putting out their real-time trading strategy or results, I think we are now at a point where we're at a sink or swim moment. And what I want to do now, 10 minutes in, and if you're loyal, so this is what I'm going to do. Because there's people out there, I know that algo trade, I want to celebrate their success. I'm not after their secret sauce. I don't want to know about any of that. I'd just be interested to know how they're doing result-wise. I'd like to know what technology they use and what asset classes they follow. I'm not after secret sauce. I want to go out there on the internet with YouTube primarily and showcase that people can make a good living out of algo trading. I want to convince people that follow me or are part of my audience. I want to convince that algo trading is the way. I've been watching enough videos on YouTube, the doom and gloomers, the doom scrollers, as they call it. I don't think we're going to be able to avoid I think it's going to be as extreme as Mad Max environment. I watched two very good videos on Hugh Henry. I like him a lot on his concepts. And he's very transparent if you watch the right interviews. But what he is saying is that the world's going to be turned upside down. There's no doubt about it. And you need to focus on businesses that are debt-free and they have positive cash flow. Nothing on speculation, nothing like that. And what's important to know is to know about those businesses. So that's where I think the future direction of trading will come. So back to the algo trading, I want to know what you're seeing in the market. Well, I guess this is now poking your secret sauce stuff, but I'm just interested to know, and I want to have a conversation with people that are algo trading and are successful at it. I want to celebrate people that are succeeding at it. I want to use it as a way to influence others to do this on their own, to do their own research. We're at a point now with algo trading, or as Trading View calls it, auto trading. There's a difference there. And it's easier with auto trading. Trading View is easily the number one trading platform, social community when it comes to Trading View. Anything investing, anything trading. And I'm talking above and beyond anything institutional. I am talking about anything above. They have a bigger audience. And what I've researched on SimilarWeb, they easily have a bigger audience than both Bloomberg and CNBC combined. Okay, that's how big they are. So they also have automation. They also have everything you want to know about investing. And I'm pretty well all in now because it's easier to go that path than racking your brain, trying to come up, as I said earlier, but the C++, Python, and Java, whatever techniques you use. I think TradingView is the place to go now. And now that I found this new service where you can do the auto trading with their supported brokers of choice, that is much easier now for let's call them the common folk. I think we're now past that complexity. If people are willing to listen on that solution and willing to implement on their own that solution, I think it can be done with the support team at this service provider. They've been pretty good on the response. Yeah, pretty good. That's important. And you go with a broker like Interactive Brokers. I think a lot of people, I've talked every day, people are leaving Canada. I think a lot of people are looking towards the nomad lifestyle. So if you're planning to do something like algo trading and you plan to travel and call it a digital nomad, I think your choice of broker is going to be critical. And Interactive Brokers, the good thing is about them, they're recognized throughout, I think it's 120 countries throughout the world. So being with that broker is going to be very critical. And that's another pretty good option, regardless of what your asset class of choice is. So if you're currently doing what you're doing, I want to know about it. I want to talk to you. I want to turn you into a podcast episode, maybe even a YouTube audience, because I know the podcasting is really good, but not a lot of people are doing this. Especially, I want to talk to people that are using something like TraderSync, that are showcasing their trade and their success with TraderSync, and just talking about their general trading, what they're using to get to that point and what they're learning from it. Nobody else does this online. I think a lot of people will learn how to do this on their own because there's just, from a professional management point of view, I don't want to come off insulting this industry because it's not worthwhile. They are there for a reason. If you're like me, wanting out of your country, I'm in Canada, I'm selling my house. So I'll be at a point now where I'm hoping to live off that portfolio from the proceeds of the home. So that's obviously a big shift for me. So obviously I need to focus on other sources of income, including government issued debt, if it's still credible, if you follow the doom and gloom stuff that I follow. also dividend income, that will always be there. So there's now, I think George Gammon did a little thing on it. Basically, how it works is you have your professionally managed portfolio. That's the one you don't touch for your retirement. That's the one, as I said, you're living off of till the day you die. So you're going to live off the proceeds of the returns from that. Out of that, a very small percentage, maybe 1%, 2%, 5%, maybe, you can take money out of that and put it towards an active portfolio. So that's what I'm planning to do. So I'll be able to bump up my trading account, no longer be limited. That amount, I don't know yet. Now, that's something I think people should look at. I could go on about from the economic standpoint, but maybe there are people doing that. I don't know. But with the active portfolio that you manage on your own, but yet it's professionally managed from the passive portfolio, which I think you'd be suicidal to touch that and not have it professionally managed. Even if you have an active portfolio that you run on your own and it outperforms it, I wouldn't even touch that passive portfolio at all. And if the active gets as big, keep doing it and keep the passive portfolio as well. So I want to talk to people about all these kind of concepts. And crypto's still kind of out there. As you know, with the Bitcoin thing, I just saw an article today on Poloniex, can never say it. About half of all the coins are dead, all the altcoins, and I think they're going to further die off. I think crypto and Bitcoin, my opinion is very simple, and I think I'm going to be right on this yet again. I try to be an egomaniac based on that. But I do think Bitcoin is manipulated. It's manipulated through the likes of BlackRock, because guess what? They just bought into the interests of all the US-based coin miners. And there's a, I don't know what you would call it, collusion, cartel. And they're the ones that control the price of Bitcoin. So if that's going on, Bitcoin on its own might not be what we think it is, sadly. There are probably other altcoins out there that could replace it, but with the regulators, they're not going to allow it. And I'm talking about the likes of Monero, Zcash, and the governments and the regulators are stamping those out. So the only way to escape that is by being in countries that allow you to trade those kind of crypto altcoins and be kind of not controlled. That's why those two coins and the anonymous private coins I'm talking about are pretty well not, or are being controlled. So crypto still has a relevancy, but in the West, I'm getting back in the economics side of things, but if you can avoid being in the West, that's an option too. Anyways, I'm blabbing here for 20 minutes. But as I said, if you are a algo trader, if you are able to somewhat talk about your strategy and your success, yeah, I want to talk to you. I want to turn it into a YouTube episode, podcast episode, because I think that's kind of what's needed. And if you've got access and you're using TraderSync, I'd rather also talk to you about it. Because I don't care if you're losing. What I'm cheering on here is that, as I said earlier, is that you're actually showcasing your, call it grinding again, of your results. Winning or losing, it doesn't matter. And you're sticking your neck for that. I think there's an audience out there that I preach where other people can learn off of. One other thing I need to say, I think if you are using gurus or just people and you're being lazy about your investments, your retirement plans, I think that's suicidal. And you got to do your own research, build your own systems to do your own research. That is very, very, very critical. If you're not willing to do it and put that on, as I said, financial advisors, you may be, I'm probably contradicting what I just said earlier, but I think you got to be kind of aware of it. I'll just leave it that we're aware of it, of what's going on, and to be able to have intelligent conversations with the financial advisors about this. And if they don't know what they're talking about, yeah, you need to change your financial advisor and find one that knows what they're talking about and then have a track record to show that they're beating the market, not the MSCI. I'm talking about beating S&P, beating the QQ or Dow Jones. That's what I'm talking about. And there's only probably 5 or 10% of the population out there doing that. So let's take heed on that. That's why I'm wanting to do this and just showcase the people that are putting out there their trading results, positive or not, and they got the track record to show it. That's credible, front and center, and you don't need to beg to find it, because that's future of so-called trading guru and trading investment advisor. Let me know what you think in the comments. And again, as you know, what's coming in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have a new website. I'm going to try to keep the same URLs for my book. If you want to get on my email list, everything's going to be through email. I can't really post stuff that I'm trying to get behind a paywall because people drop off, and that kills the performance of my audience on that social media outlet. So I'll post free stuff on all the different outlets because I want to keep those channels and those outlets growing. But where the real activity is going to be, only via email. And the unfortunate problem is very few, maybe 1 or 2% of the audience engages. And I think we're coming down to a time where, if, as I said, just got to be aware of what's going on, because there's going to be, a big financial tsunami coming. And if you're not on the right side of your investments, you're going to lose. And you're going to lose what you've known that you've been maybe working for all your life. And I think it's going to be bad. And a lot of people are going to get wiped out and financially hurt with what's coming. Nobody talks about national debt with these modern money theorists. And it's not going to be a pretty picture. And I don't want that to happen to people. But again, you got to engage, learn, get involved, build out a community of people where they're talking among each other. I'm trying that with Discord. I don't know. We'll see what happens. I might do it on my website. I don't know. But you got to engage wherever you're at. You can't sit on the sidelines anymore. And as I say, temporarily for now, quantlabs.net/books, and get on email list. We will talk to you.